Checking the mics.
Checking the mics.
Okay.
Kannst du mal was sagen, Pete?
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay.
Hallo, hallo. Ich bin hier auf der 1. Amoy?
Yeah. All good.
Okay.
The sounds good.
Okay.
I'm listening okay.
Ich würde kurz in Introduction machen, ja?
Kein Wort mehr. Keines mehr.
Nur Ton. Lass mich den Formanten richten. Keine Freiheit in Donnern. Ist's versprochen, was zu sagen?
Kein Wort mehr! Keines mehr! Nur Ton!
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen. Ihr seid beim Super Radio. Super Radio. Whoop, whoop. Zu meiner Rechten, Slow Pete. Der unglaubliche, unverwechselbare.
Guten Abend.
Pete. Und zu meiner Linken, Amoy. Amoy Rivas.
Hallo.
Hi,
hallo.
How are you?
Good. Hey, good.
Amoy Rivas hat gerade mit seiner Band ein Konzert gespielt auf der Strandbühne. Mir war es leider nicht vergönnt, bis zum Ende zu bleiben, aber Pete, du warst ein bisschen länger da?
Yes, first of all, it was an amazing concert. I really loved it.
Thanks.
The band was new to me, so maybe you can introduce the band a little bit, like how many people you are, what kind of instruments you employ, what's your concept, what's the idea behind?
Oh yeah, the second concert that I do with the band. Original is Ana Maria's original compositions, and we kind of join in the style, and it was different formats of the band, and we did sometimes Robin that was playing bass, he was doing video other times, like linking the modular system with his modular video, so kind of super cool too, and now he was playing bass, and it's kind of flexible band in the way, you know.
Maybe we should describe the sound. So that's very special because you're playing. You're a percussionist.
Yeah.
Originally.
Yes. I'm from Brazil, mm-hmm. and my first and main instrument is percussion, but I play also piano, flute, and other stuff, and electronics, keyboards, Moog, and all this electronics. And this is something that's getting my interest in when I moved to Germany. So I'm like 6 years here, and here is the super best place to be and develop that and learn and have, you can listen to the possibilities that you can achieve. And that's the thing for me was that I was feeling home when I get to electronic music, for the same reason that same I feel home when I play percussion, because when you play percussion, you also search for sound, you know. It's the main element that you work. It's not melodies and harmonies, but the main element is sound working. You know how you develop the sound, how you make the sound change through the song. And that's something that I feel the same in the electronic music and the thing, the music that I did before, you know, the percussion, all the other percussions. So I played a lot of not only Brazilian percussion, but like Cuban and Africans or Nigerian music and Arabic, like derbuka. I don't know if you saw it in the first song that we played. I was playing derbuka. This is an Arabic instrument.
Oh. So it's a pretty good experimental scene. What are your influences from Brazil? From which part do you come from anyway?
I'm from Brasilia, the capital.
Oh yeah.
And it's a really, really different town, you know, the architecture and all is super different. And I born there, so was already influenced of that space and possibilities. And capital is nice because you find everything there, you know, have the embassies and you can have contacts with other countries So I grew up with open mind in a way.
But is there also some kind of fusion in Brazil too? This kind of music do you play today at the Super Booth was mixed with electronic instruments. Someone was playing in a modular system.
Yeah, I was playing modular system too.
You played it by
yourself. I was playing modular system and percussion at the same time. It's something that I'm enjoying a lot, and it's coming in my new album. I just finished the album. It's coming, I think, in 2 or 3 months, maximum 3 months, it's gonna come out. And it's totally different of everything that I did before. Once, because I have a lot of electronics. Second is the first time that I'm singing, so I wrote lyrics.
Which language?
In English and Portuguese.
All right.
I have both English and Portuguese, and it's like this is a pandemic thing for me because like pandemic, you close, and what I gonna learn? So I was developing the modular system, the possibilities, and start to write lyrics for some of my old songs, like instrumental songs that I put lyrics, and try to see in a different way. And for me, I'm working a lot with the sound of like expanding the exploration of timbres and sounds. So getting the acoustic sound and modifying the acoustic sounds to sound almost electronics and fusion the electronics with acoustic. Almost you cannot know what is what, you know. That's my goal of like liquefy the sound, you know. Everything can be anything. And yeah, that's what I'm doing in this next album. And I did a little bit of that in the concert, I think. Because like when I started in the first song, we're playing the Buka, and all the sound was going to the system, passing to the filters, some effects, and go to rings, you know? And you kind of try, and then it's not anymore. It's a different thing.
Just one question about your album. Where is it released, and will it be on vinyl as well? I'm asking for myself.
Vinyl is gonna come later. It's gonna come around October, maybe, or November.
And do you have a label? Or?
Yeah, I have a label in Brazil. I have two projects is coming. The next one that's coming now is mostly released in Brazil. And I at the same time, I'm recording an album dedicated to Berlin. So I wrote songs dedicated to the lakes of Berlin.
So I wrote
Krumelanka, I wrote Schlachtensee, Wannsee.
Yeah, oh, very good.
So I wrote these songs, and the idea is that to have the vibe of the town, you know. And I have a lot of this vibe of this electronic scene and the lakes, the way that because like for me in Brazil we don't have winter, we don't have that. We have just a big summer, you know, just a big summer. I was thinking we have winter, but when I move here, I understand no, we don't have winter. We have a big summer, and now after a while here, I realize how this is amazing. The change, you know, it's not only the weather that change, people change. No, people are different in the winter, and then spring is different, and it comes summer and it's different, and they enjoy the lakes in a different way. So the winter they enjoy the lakes in a different thing, and in spring they walk around, and in summer they go to swim, you know, all this. And then I try to get this vibe to this music, you know, to this lyrics and the music, to get the vibe of what's to be a Berliner, you know?
And what's the project name and the both projects you talked about?
The first one is in Portuguese, agora, another now, an outro agora. In English, another now. But because I wrote lyrics for old songs, so I wrote lyrics for all the songs, so it's like kind of reshaping some old thinkings, you know? And that's what this is a project another now, and the other one is Foreseen, or like the name that the number 4 Zen, so Vier Zen of Deutsch, Vier Zen or Vier Zen or Foreseen, the double meaning of
I get it. Oh, yeah? Okay. It took a while.
The idea of double meaning. So yes, I have a lot of double meanings. I like to joke about the sounds, because another thing about the sounds for me is the sounds of, since I don't speak well German, Deutsch, and I understand more, but I can speak not so much. I get a lot of the sound of the words.
Ah, that's interesting.
And then sometimes I just get the sound and I connected this sound with something else. And then I look for the relation of what means another thing. But the same sound can be something in another language. So I kind of joke about the sounds of words.
How does the German language in general sound to you? Pretty hard? Like, that's the cliche. Everybody says, oh, German is such a hard language when people are talking.
When we start to learn, yes, it is. But when you live here and then you realize that's not.
It's, all right.
It's different. It's, for me, it's the most difficult thing is the way of thinking, you know?
Yeah.
Not really the pronunciation. It's, you cannot think the way you think and speak German. You have to think in German to speak German. And that's something that for me is a kind of a blockade that I have to pass.
Maybe another question about your musical journey and your past, because I was just discussing with Thomas. You did a project with Rolf Kühn.
Yes.
And yeah, I was just wondering, died, yeah, because I think I saw you already at the Funkhaus.
Yeah.
Did you do a concert?
Yeah, X-Jazz.
There?
Yeah, we played in X-Jazz. Yeah. My whole life I was in the jazz universe, you know, always like playing Brazilian music but connected with jazz. So I play with Hermeto Pascoal, recorded with him.
Awesome.
He's recording my album, I recorded in his album. And Rolf Kühn, Richard Galliano from Paris, accordion, Hamilton Jolanda, and so many jazz musicians. That sometimes is like traditional Brazilian music, sometimes it's mixed. And with Rolf, we did two projects. Once with Hamilton, so it was mandolin, Rolf playing clarinet, and I was playing different percussions. And another one was for cello, was a cello thing. And for, you know, he's super a master improviser, no? He was like an improvisation on top, and one of the biggest musicians of Germany, I think. It was an honor to play with him. No?
It's funny to hear, yeah. What else do we have?
Yeah, I tried it once again. Ich habe gerade schon mal versucht zu fragen, ob es in Brasilien eine ähnliche Szene gibt oder dass es auch so eine, ob es auch eine Fusion gibt sozusagen zwischen Elektronikmusik und brasilianischer Musik und modularer Synthese und brasilianischer Musik. Did you understand?
Yeah.
Is there a community?
Yeah, it exists, not so much. In São Paulo we have more. But you know, it's sometimes it's a little bit difficult about the money too, because it's super expensive gear, you know, like to have good modular systems, and it's not a cheap thing, and it gets super expensive to Brazil, so it's difficult to have their own, but it's not the top level. And so yeah, the scene exists, but it's not that big.
And
you know?
Are you following it? Like,
yeah,
looking
I try.
For new artists in Brazil?
I try to. When I get to Brazil, I try to see what's going on. I think the people there, I know that because of the it's a poor country in like to buy stuff, no? I know that people do good music with whatever they have, you know? So they have like a shit system and they do music. And a lot of creativity, and that's I always say when I get there, I see that. And I love this, I try to don't lose that in me, you know? But yeah, that's the thing is like, for me, the modular system is why I don't use computer. Or why you don't use, everybody asks that, why you don't use a computer, it's much easier. Or why you don't use pedals, it's much easier. You put everything in the pedal, you just put it, it's much easier. Yeah, but the thing is, the modular system, I can change the way of the things in the middle of the song. I cannot do this with the others, that's the thing. So I'm playing here, you saw the concert, I'm playing like with my left hand, I was playing the percussion, and with my right hand, I was not only changing the parameters, I was changing the way of the song, of the thing. So the sound was going to a filter and going to equalizer, and then I changed the filter, put another thing, you know, I can't change that in the middle of the song. And that's, for me, is amazing, you know, this is something that I really enjoy in the modular system. And another thing that I cannot have in the computer is the warm and unpredictably thing that something can happen, you know, something that you are not ready to. you know? And then you have to be ready to control it, like an animal. Like an animal, you have to
Something like a lucky incident, something like that.
Yeah, lucky accidents and sometimes not so lucky accident. But you need to be ready to control it and to make it music with that.
Yeah.
You know, so some feedback that wasn't planning to come, and then you, okay, let's take that and
deal
and
with
complete
that.
With,
deal
yeah,
with
deal
it.
With that and make music. The music have the goal is in the music. You know, the goal is to communicate and make the music. So this, I think, is I really like the way of this. It's not 100% sure that's gonna be like that, you know? And you need to control it. I like that.
Amazing ist ein gutes Stichwort. Also wir waren beide, Pete und ich, sehr positiv überrascht und sehr angetan. Ich kann nur für mich sprechen. Ich bin gespannt, was da kommt auf Vinyl oder überhaupt als Veröffentlichung. Would be nice to listen to your music soon.
Yeah, I hope I can send you guys the new album soon. I think it's I didn't have here because it's now like no one you have the song ready, but you're not sure about the mix, and yeah. you don't want to show people because it's, okay. you know I'm in this spot. But yeah, that's the point. Like I finished mixing and I want to be 100% sure that it's ready, and then I can show. And the other songs, people can find my music in Spotify or all this thing, but it's gonna be not so much electronics. It's gonna be like I play vibraphone too.
I like that.
So it's like vibraphones and percussions and piano. I play also, I play safe.
Vielleicht können wir nochmal sagen, Amoy,
A-M-O-Y.
A-M-O-Y.
Ribas.
Ribas, yeah.
R-I-B-A-S. Yeah. Amoy Ribas. Thank you for being here.
That was amazing. Thanks for talking.
We see us next year.
Yeah. I hope with new music and new projects, and I'm gonna show you some.
And then you can sign the vinyl for us.
For sure. Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys, it was great.
Bye bye.
Bye.